We were kidding a little bit earlier on, Gary, about robotics and the fact that there are so many engineering focuses in this state that, or foci in this state that it's natural almost now for us to be producing the 84 teams going to the world event.
Yes.
But, you know, just in general, Michigan is beginning to flex a tremendous amount of tech muscle, if you
it
will.
It sure is. And, you know, we have been in the past, but it's been not the prevalence that you see now. Right. And you know, to a large extent, there have been different things that have just kind of been the catalyst that have brought everybody together.
Mm-hmm.
And there are a lot of different areas where that's happened. And one of them actually is because of our next guest. This is the 13th year
wow.
of the Midwest Technology Leaders Symposium. And when Tracy Ann and Rob Palmer started this 13 years ago, who would have guessed that it could have done what it's, you know, what it has
just
for
exploded.
The tech community? And we have them with us.
Hey, welcome, Tracy Ann and Rob. It's good to have you back for an annual visit to the Internet Advisor. How you doing?
Great, Foster. How are you?
Doing very well. It's hard to believe that 13 years ago this all began.
It's crazy. I know. I can't believe it. Hi, Gary.
Hey,
you're doing
Tracy.
Well.
I am, and I am so excited. This next Wednesday is the 13th annual Midwest Technology Leaders Conference. Did you ever think it would last 13 years when you started this?
Absolutely not.
Yeah. It has been so great. I mean, just the number of people that have spoken at this and over the years, and you know, the people that we've gotten together, that the business that gets done at this symposium, and then for many months afterwards, is just amazing. Who's on the speaking docket this year?
Yeah, great question. We've got Jerry Johnston. He's actually the SVP of Corporate Service Delivery coming in. He's from Wells Fargo. Another very interesting guest that we have this year is Jeff Frazier. He actually works directly for John Chambers. And his entire mandate initiatives is around global IoT cities and digitization. So he actually was instrumental in the Special Olympics actually digitizing the whole of the Special Olympics.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes. So they're looking at trying to take that model and look at that for the states, and I know that they're currently talking to Michigan as potentially one of the first states for that. Another really, really interesting speaker that we have, don't know if you all remember Dave Zulko.
Oh, yes, yes.
And yep.
So he's speaking.
He is, yeah, he is. So Dave's going to be our keynote late in the afternoon and really talking about his entrepreneurial journey. And how he ended up, you know, selling his company, which, you know, when he took over, was really bankrupt as a startup, and sold it, you know, for $250 million to a Fortune 500 company. So we're very, very interested to hear that story. It's going to be fantastic.
Yeah. Not a bad trade. Now, Rob Palmer, I understand you're there as well. You're having a hard time getting a word in edgewise.
I'm used to that.
Rob, what was the impetus for you folks starting this thing? I mean, it's a pretty large challenge to gather all this heavyweight talent together. 13 years ago, what was the impetus for making it happen?
Well, actually, Tracy Ann did recognize that there was a gap in the industry, especially here in the Detroit market, of bringing together the end users and the solution providers. There really wasn't anything happening at that time, so she put together this conference and really wanted to make it a community event, not a large with thousands of people, but something where everybody could interact with each other, get to know each other, to help collaborate with each other.
Now, we should be mentioning that this is happening at the Henry, which is in Dearborn, the Henry Ford, rather, which is the conference center in Dearborn, right across from Greenfield Village and the Henry Ford Museum.
No, this is actually in the Henry Hotel.
Oh, okay, pardon me, in the Henry Hotel. Okay.
It used to be the old Ritz-Carlton.
Gotcha. Okay, now I got it. Okay.
Yep.
And you're going to be gathering there, and it's going to be this coming April 26th, which is
Wednesday.
Yep.
Right.
And again, going back to some of the speakers, too, you know, we have a lot of people that are really smart and good in our own area here. So, you know, we have people like Dan Lorman, who's a security expert we've had on a number of times, Doug Song, who's been one of our
guests.
Right.
As I'm looking through this, I was looking at our guest list.
Duo security. And if we miss somebody on here, that's our future guest list, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, you know, you do this in your spare time,
what?
Rob and Tracy Ann. You guys have regular jobs, real jobs, too, right? Tracy Ann, what do you do?
Yeah, so I'm the Director of Strategy and Planning for Cisco. So this is definitely a labor of love. That's for sure.
And Rob, you changed jobs recently. What do you do for all day long?
Well, all day from, 8 to 8. I work for a company called Everstream that provides fiber for enterprise companies. A new company here in Michigan.
And that's a company I imagine was rather busy because of the expansion of fiber.
Yes, absolutely. We've actually acquired two companies last year in Michigan. So we've had a really big presence here, and everything's jumping very, very quickly.
Let me ask both of you, let this be kind of a jump ball between you, Tracy Ann, and Rob. Well, what are some of the key issues facing technology right now in Michigan?
So I think, one of the things that is on everyone's mind and will continue to be is security.
Mm-hmm.
We're hearing a lot about, the ransomware. In fact, I was speaking at MSU with the students this week, and one of the students said that their father's company had, in fact, just been hit up with ransomware for Bitcoin. So, it's prevalent. It's a big, big issue. It's big in healthcare. It's big for our financial services organizations, and it is top of mind for every single company.
The consumers, by the way, as well. We've had calls, a number of them, and emails as well, of people who have, and this is just an individual who's being held up for $300 or some odd in order to get their material back.
They get a little bit more from the companies.
Oh, yes, my Lord, yes. And that is a real issue. It's serious issue.
It really is.
Have there been any significant kind of responses to this whole ransomware thing?
That's a great question. We've actually got an expert speaking from the U.S. Secret Service. He's going to be speaking on this exact topic. So that's Wednesday, and I'm looking forward to hearing what he says, because I haven't heard. I can tell you that this ransom that happened this week that I know about, they ended up having to pay.
Yeah.
I'm not sure how we're going to solve it, but it's definitely something that needs to get fixed.
Yeah, and you can back up, and that helps a little bit. And sometimes you can just restore over the top. And there's some other things you can do, but you got to get in front of it, and you got to know about it.
That's
and you
exactly.
got to have a plan well before you get hit. And that's one of the keys, but it's not the only thing that can happen. And they can get around that too. There's some ways that they can continue to infect you if you're not careful.
Oh man. So, yeah, it is a hairy problem. Are there any other issues, Rob, that stand out for you as you're getting ready for the conference coming up this Wednesday, and you got all this leadership gathered together?
Well, one thing that we are talking about is going to be our workforce, talent, and leadership. So there's a general session changing the conversation about IT talent. That is, it's going to be fantastic. Paul Peabody from Bronson is going to be speaking, talking about the great things they're doing there at Bronson over in Kalamazoo. And then also we have a panel for We Build Character talking about the leadership mentorship and trying to really work on yourself, how that's really helped the landscape of IT leaders.
And between the two of you, you started We Build Character, one of a couple different things that you've done around the mentoring, trying to help the IT community get better, right?
Yeah, we've put about 350 people through that program from some of the largest companies in the area. And we're finding we're accelerating their career growth at least by 3 years.
Mm.
So it's been very, very impactful. And again, all volunteer, all of our CIOs volunteer their time to be mentors. It's pretty unbelievable.
Well, and the chief volunteer is really the two of you, because if it wasn't for your vision and helping get Midwest Technology Leaders started, and getting the conversation between the CIOs started, we would be playing catch up even more than we are.
And full disclosure, you are on the board, am I right?
I am on the board. I have been for a number of years.
Yep.
And it's just been wonderful. And I do everything Tracy Ann tells me. Sometimes I do what Rob tells me, but I always do what Tracy Ann tells me.
Well, Tracy Ann and Rob Palmer, I want to thank both of you for being with us. And the congratulations on this 13th annual Midwest Tech Leaders Symposium that's going to be taking place at the Henry in Dearborn coming up this Wednesday. The very best to you, and I hope it's an extraordinarily successful experience for you.
Thank you, Foster.
All right, thank you.
And Gary.
We'll see you on Tuesday evening.
Take care.
I know it's going to be a busy time for you, too, as well, Gary.
It will be. It'll be a lot of fun, and I meant every word of it. If Tracy Ann and Rob just are untiring devotion to helping the IT community here in Michigan and in the Midwest, and it's wonderful when people like that are just so dedicated.